Lieutenant Colonel Samuel Ferrier of the 1st Lifeguards was part of the Allied forces based in the Flanders area in the lead up to Waterloo. On the 7th of June, he wrote what was to be his final letter to his brother Benjamin back home in Pembrokeshire. In this, he describes the British Army assembled for the Waterloo campaign, reviews of the troops by various dignitaries, the countryside of Flanders and their farming methods, and concludes with a heartfelt tribute to his brother for his kindness and real brotherly friendship. I shall now read an extract of the first part of the letter. We marched, as I expected, a few days after I wrote my last letter. We embarked at Ramsgate and landed at Ostend on the 3rd of May without any casualty of consequence. We continued our march to a village 3 miles this side of Ghent, where we halted for the first day since we left Hyde Park Barracks. We remained there 7 or 8 days and then came here, which is the headquarters of the cavalry. Lieutenant General, the Earl of Uxbridge, who commands the cavalry, is quartered at a convent adjoining the town, which before the French Revolution was a most magnificent place, but now in a state of decay, Bonaparte having thrown away all the fine pictures, destroyed the furniture, and sold the large territories attached to this convent. But the church is still very fine. The rest of the cavalry are in cantonments in the surrounding villages, the King's German Legion cavalry more in advance and nearer the French frontier. The 1st Life Guards is brigaded with 2nd Life Guards, the Blues, and 1st Dragoon Guards, in all 10 squadrons, all in most excellent condition and fine order, and allowed to be as fine a body of cavalry as was ever seen. And I think that my regiment is not the worst among them. Lord Edward Somerset commands the brigade, as Lord Wellington is at Brussels, about 15 miles from hence, which is the headquarters of the army, and about there our infantry are quartered. We are at present all quiet. We have no news, and we look at the London papers to see how the world is going on. We believe, and I am of that opinion, that as soon as the Prussians come up and join us, no time will be lost in commencing hostilities. A part of them, we hear, are now on the Rhine. It cannot therefore be long before we begin.